Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Yeah, 851 here. I'm Brian and company, and we're always excited and happy to welcome in once again the co-owner and founder of the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, David Feldman. David, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us. And you guys are back at Mohegan Sun again. The Friday night, a slew of great fights as well. I mean, you guys have really become a staple at Mohegan. It's your sixth fight night there. You always seem to come back and fit at least one or two a year here in the state of Connecticut. I mean, we don't have much in this little state, but you guys in the last month have been to Philly, Italy, Uruguay, England. A couple weeks ago, even at Sturgis. What makes you come back to the arena at Mohegan Sun and talk to us about some exciting fights that are coming on Friday night?
Looks like I might get a free flight pretty soon with my miles.
I think so.
So, Mohegan Sun, actually, we didn't officially announce it, but I'll drop it here first, just so you guys know. They actually became an equity investor into BKFC as well as a host for our BKFC event. So Mohegan Sun is now officially a partner with BKFC, and we couldn't be more excited to talk about that and to announce that. Great, great people, great organization, and we really think they're going to help us among the Native community and different Native casinos around the country and some other things that they're going to be able to help us with. But very excited about that. And why come back to Mohegan? Because the fans just love it there. This one was a little tricky because, as we're probably going to talk about, we have a major event coming up next week as well. So it's a little tricky because it's a little close together, but we're actually able to almost sell out Mohegan and come close to selling out our capacity or get to our capacity at the other venue as well.
Yeah, I mean, tickets are going fast. You can go to bkfc.com for your tickets right now to both Mohegan and that big event we're going to cover. But you got a great main event between the number one and two guys in the welterweight division and Bryce Henry and Carlos Trinidad. Also, Chris Moutinho on the card. People may know him. He went to the limit with UFC champ Sean O'Malley a couple of years back as well. A lot of great fights on here. But yeah, you did mention it. Right after this fight night on Friday night, your next stop is Fenway Park in Boston next Saturday, the 29th. David, how does this come about? Because the wild places the BKFC are going. Like I said, you just were in Italy, Uruguay. You're going to be in Serbia and Scotland later on this year. You ever have to kind of like pinch yourself? And how does Fenway happen for you guys?
It's so weird. Anytime anyone mentions, like you just said, and you're going to Fenway, I get a big smile on my face because I'm like, man, how did we get here where we're doing Fenway Park? It's just honestly, it's hard work, never saying no, and consistency, putting on consistent, great fights to get people to really want to follow us. And now our following is of that stage. Listen, we're not trying to sell 30,000+ tickets at Fenway Park. We're set up for 18,000. We're going to probably be very, very close to capacity there. And I think that's a big, big step forward for BKFC. I think that actually says, hey, guys, BKFC has now made it into mainstream sports.
It's absolutely true. And that fight card is bananas. You got 13 fights that night at the Fens, two title fights. You have former UFC contender Joe Lozon, who's a Massachusetts native as well. And my guy, Rico DeChulo, who has been unbelievable in his run with BKFC so far. He's fighting his first fight away from Mohegan. If people can't be at Fenway, though, I mean, you go to BKFC.com for your tickets, of course. But is there a way to watch the fight on your TV at home as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So we were considering doing this as an exclusive event for our partnership with DAZN. But after I told everybody, I said, look, man, I want everybody to watch this thing. So it's actually going to be available everywhere. It's going to be available on Fubo Sports. It's going to be available on DAZN. It's going to be available on our BKFC app. It's going to be available on YES Network. It's going to be available on really every single one of our streaming or platform partners that we have. And it's going to be available in 38 countries around the world.
That's great stuff, man. Absolutely. Yeah, we're talking to David Feldman, the co-owner and founder of the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship here on Brian and Company. You guys are constantly growing. I mean, you just mentioned like all the platforms that you're on. as well. And as well, your co-owner, the great Conor McGregor, broke some news recently about the new TV deal with Fox Nation for the World's Baddest Man competition coming up next summer. Can you kind of touch on that and what fans could look forward to seeing in the future?
Yeah, man, very excited about that. We're going to make five stops for tryouts around the world. It's going to be in Serbia. It's going to be in the UK. It's going to be in Australia and two places in the United States. We're literally trying to find the world's baddest man. Like, who do you think, do you guys think that you're bad enough to step up there and battle anybody in the world for a $20 million prize pool that will air on Fox Nation? But in the course of that, we really feel like BKFC is going to be able to develop another 10 to 20 legitimate stars and superstars for the future for BKFC. So it's a twofold approach to the reason why we're doing this. But that will initiate our deal with Fox Nation, and we're talking to them about a bigger and a wider partnership. They've been great to deal with so far, and I really look forward to the future. We have a lot of other discussions coming out really in the next 2 weeks. This has been a really, really great turning point for BKFC, and I really see us in the next, you know, in the next 6 weeks making some unbelievable amount of big, big time noise. But I think in the next 2 years, we park into a very, very secure spot in the number two place in all of combat sports.
I give you a lot of credit, man, because I can't imagine the amount of work that goes into this. And you're fairly new promotion as well. I mean, it's less than a decade old at this point, really. And what makes the BKFC really like shine and a bit different from other fighting promotions, you know, for an average like combat sports fan?
I just think,
hey y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you
it's
get your
reality
podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
It's without a doubt, you've been there. It's the most exciting combat sport in the world. That's without a doubt, hands down. But I think the real thing is why it gets the bigger and wider fan base each and every time is it's so relatable to everybody. Like, everybody in the world has either been punched in the face, punched somebody in the face, saw their friend punch somebody in the face, or been punched in the face. They understand it. They get it, which allows them to kind of back this thing. Like, our fans, our BKFC fans that are watching in attendance, they're not just sitting there, you know, sitting on their hands. They're actually almost moving their head because they're imagining themselves being in that fight because it relates to what they did at some point in their life, and they get it, and the struggles that these guys and these girls are going through to become very, very successful in BKFC, that allows the fans to really back them. And that's why I think we're growing at such an unbelievable pace.
Yeah, you really truly are. And again, BKFC.com for all the tickets and the fight info as well. Have you had the chance to talk with Conor McGregor since his injury? I mean, obviously we're all bummed about that, and probably nobody more bummed than him.
Yeah, I talked to him a few times. He's actually in the best spirits. He's even in better spirits than he was prior to the fight, because he saw some things in that fight, albeit very, very short, but he saw some things in that fight that allowed him to understand that, barring the injury, he thought that he was going to do very, very well there. So it didn't deter his confidence. It was obviously a bad moment for him. He prepared for so long. He's been out of the cage for so long. But his mood and his confidence is actually at an all-time high. I can't guarantee it 100%, but like 99% can expect Conor McGregor at that Fenway Park card.
Oh, that'd be great. It'd be great to see him out there for sure. And how's the BKFC crew shaping up? I know that's coming up just after the new year in 2027.
It's starting to get really good. We dropped some of the activations we're going to do. We're going to drop the fight card next week, and then it's just promotion until then. We're about 50% sold out right now. It looks like within the next, I'd say, about 60 days, we'll completely sell that one out. And that's just phenomenal for us. It's just something different that, you know, I honestly wasn't on board at first. And then I started hearing all the activations and the fun things that they're going to do around the fight. And I was like, this thing's going to be big. And it's not only going to be big, it's going to be fun, it's going to be exciting, and it's just going to be different. And I can't wait for that. That's going to be the weekend of January 22nd to January 25th of 2027. And again, as you mentioned, and I appreciate you keep mentioning it, you can get your tickets for that at BKFC.com.
Well, David, I always enjoy catching up with you, man. I think what you're doing is unbelievable, and this promotion is just absolutely blowing up. And we're looking forward to Friday night over at Mohegan Sun, another fight night for BKFC, and then, of course, the big one over at Fenway Park next Saturday night as well. You can go to BKFC.com for all your tickets and information there, and, of course, download the BKFC app. David Feldman, thank you so much for joining us again this morning, man.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.